You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Back for another installment of our Learn to Drive series is Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Good to have you back, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
So, Lieutenant, we're going to talk about a hot topic across the state, and that's the shared space on the road as we talk about motor vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians. And let's start with the bicycles. What are the statewide laws that concern motor vehicles and bicycle interaction?
So this is always a topic that gets me in trouble with the other segments as we kind of go along, because we always say that the roadways are for everybody. It's not just for cars, it's just not for bicycles, and it's just not for pedestrians. And all three of those groups make errors in judgment as they kind of go along trying to share the road because they think they all got it. So for bicycles, the law was just passed that you have to pass within 3 feet. Now, naturally, as a state trooper, got a tape measure and he's going to kind of go up there. But what we're trying to do with that particular law is to give those bicycles a lane too. A hot topic of conversation is all the bike lanes that are going in my area of the state, in Detroit, is for one. You either love them or hate them, and there's no middle ground. But if there's no bike lane, that person on the bicycle has just as much access to that traffic lane as the other people as well. So just remember, you know, give them the same space. And talking back to my friends on the bicycle, those traffic rules apply to you as well. You don't get to freely use the road and then just run through stop signs and traffic lights and things like that. So you can actually get a ticket riding a bicycle for violating a traffic control device.
Now, one of my producers made an interesting point that this car bike law you referred to, it does possibly force drivers to break other laws. So let's say you're on a two-lane road, you've got to give that minimum of space for safety, but by doing that, you cross the center median line and you're breaking the law.
So some of it is common sense. I know that's two bad words that we're putting together in this time and day, but common sense kind of rules. So if you got to go over that little yellow line a little bit to avoid running over a bicyclist, then yeah, go ahead and go over that little yellow line. Now we'll let you pass on that one. We'll give you the break. We'd rather you do that than go over there. But we also got to remind our bicyclists as well, the law does say that you're supposed to be as close to the curb as you can, and it can only ride two abreast. So that law kind of takes place as well. So there's a lot of things that go together with all these traffic rules. And I'm going to tell you, common sense is the biggest thing in the world, because, you know, the legislature can make laws for anything that they want up there. But common sense is really something that we need to get back into the quotient. A little common sense and a little common courtesy. I don't know where it went away. We used to wave at people, let people in. Now we give them the one finger salute and try to run them off the road.
What are requirements for bicyclists when they're on the road? Do they need to have lights? Do they need flags? What's the rule?
So they have to have the reflectors that are on there, because most bicyclists that are on the road probably aren't running around with the big orange flag and a banana seat like when I was a kid. They're more designed for people to actually get to and from to work. There's a lot of people that commute by their bicycle. So those reflectors that are standard are usually already on the bicycle, but you do need to have, you know, a light front and back when you're riding at night. There's no requirement for having a bicycle helmet, but let's face the facts. You know, it only takes one time to fall on one of those things and hit your head that you'll say, I think I should have wore a bicycle helmet.
All right, let's turn to pedestrians.
Sure.
In some Michigan cities, it kind of seems like pedestrians have 100% right of way. They can walk into the road whenever they want, and drivers must immediately react, and they risk getting hit from behind. Other cities, pedestrians are seen and given no quarter. What is Michigan's rule?
Yep. So there may be some local ordinances that, you know, you always got to consider of where you're going, and that kind of makes it tricky. But state law is very clear. The biggest offenders when it comes to that is usually the pedestrian. You're required to cross at a crosswalk. There's no gray lines. There's no, it doesn't matter if it's a block away or I didn't want to walk that far and walk all over there. You're required to use a crosswalk. Vehicles have the right of way on the roadway until a person actually enters that crosswalk. Once they enter the crosswalk, then that person has the right of way, and then vehicles have to stop. Now, naturally, if you're in a downtown area, you know, pay attention to what's going on, because, you know, you're driving that big hunk of metal compared to somebody that's only protection is that. So, again, I'm going to use those deadly two words, common sense, always kind of prevails over it. But that is one of my pet peeves that bothers me to no end, is somebody that stands either in the left turn lane or just randomly just kind of crosses the road without looking. I think a lot of people don't understand, when the light is white or it has a little white man or woman walking across there, you're free to walk across that crosswalk. You have the right of way. If it is starting to flash orange, you are not allowed to enter that crosswalk. So once it's flashing, you're all done. So if you enter that crosswalk, you do not have the right of way. And then naturally, if it's a solid light, then you can't enter it either. The pedestrian is usually the bigger offender than the vehicle traffic.
Interesting. Well, as someone who crosses at a zebra crosswalk that does not have a light, but the city of Ann Arbor puts up these warning signs to tell drivers, I can't count how many times I've almost gotten creamed. You think that person coming at you is going to see you in the crosswalk, and they sail right past.
Right.
So
there's some different markings for that. Some use the actual hawk warning lights where the pedestrian can actually hit it and it starts to blink yellow and then red, and it becomes a traffic signal where everybody has to stop, which is probably the safest way to do it other than a regular traffic signal. Some have the little blinking warning lights on them, probably not as effective. And then there's ones that are just not marked. And I think people don't realize anytime that you have an intersection there, even if there's not a marked crosswalk, that connection from one sidewalk to the other becomes, according to the Michigan Vehicle Code, an actual crosswalk itself, even though the lines aren't there and the same rules apply.
Bottom line, for motorists, pedestrians, and cyclists, what do they always have to keep top of mind?
Common sense. I mean, we'll nail this probably on any interview that I do about any topic. Common sense is going to come out there. The road belongs to everybody. Remember, if you're in the vehicle, you're the one that can cause the most damage to somebody else. So even if you have the right of way and somebody else is in there, don't force the issue. Just be common. Give them a wave and a smile and send them on their way.
Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw, thanks so much.
Thank you.